Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's episode 5. We're talking about Vicky digging herself a bigger grave. Shannon and Kelly are the new BFFs, and we're doing a poker in the face night. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Why don't any of you have poker faces?
I can't. It's like you just gotta dance.
Like, I love this song so much. This is like one of my favorite Gaga songs.
It's a good song. Pop, 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 poker face, pop, pop, poker face. It's karaoke night all of a sudden.
Hey!
It is Monday. Welcome to AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. The music is booming, and so are we. We have so much to talk about. It's going to be a fantastic show. We have news and gossip for you. We have a Twitter segment. We're going to be shouting you guys out, so make sure to say hi to us.
Yes.
We have so much to talk about. We're going to open up with Vicky and her son. Probably the only positive thing you're going to hear about Vicky this episode. Because the girl code is in full effect, and we have a lot to talk about. Let's talk about this Coda insurance, this daughter and son dynamic that I truly, really like seeing, just because we've seen this kid go through a lot.
He has not changed at all.
Yeah.
Michael?
Yeah.
I don't feel like he's changed that much. Like, I think he is a normal kid who, like, got his passion. His mom was already had, like, an established business, and he took the reins over it.
Surprisingly, with Vicky as his mom, right?
And that
because
clip,
she's a little
that clip that Vicky said. No, that they played where he was like, "Oh, if it's gonna get me a yacht, then I'm definitely gonna go into insurance."
Smart man.
Yeah, he was.
I wish my family had a business they could just pass on down.
For
I
real,
know, right?
Definitely gets you thinking. Yeah, they're just
the best is when she's like, "Well, do you want to get a massage? Do you want to, like, I still want to hang out with you right after work." And he's like, "Mom, like, oh, let me go home."
And I feel Vicky. Like he handled, like, the Housewife franchise so well. I don't know why. Like, there was some part, like, last season where we didn't see him too much. Now we're seeing him a little bit more. But still, like, I think
it's good to see the kids of the OC always.
Yeah.
Does he live in San Diego? Because he bought a condo out there, right?
Yeah, they were showing a little bit of the tea. Vicky was spilling it. Danny has moved in, so he is cohabitating with somebody.
Yeah, Vicky said that she helped pay for the condo in San Diego.
Of course
she did.
Of course. Of course.
So I'm probably making the commute between OC and SD.
Well,
maybe.
Maybe. Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about something more exciting. Shannon and Kelly are new BFFs, which I'm totally down for. Mm-hmm. They were out here in LA, which they should have came to AfterBuzz or at least invited us out. We would have totally came.
Yeah.
Right? I know that exact bar they went to, too.
Really?
Yeah, Sofitel.
Oh, that's where they went?
Yeah.
I was wondering. I guess I just...
They shoot a lot of Real Housewives there because they did the panty gate there with...
in Beverly did. Hills.
Yeah. So I feel like they have a deal.
They've shot Shaw's there as well.
Yeah. Yes. So it's a Bravo spot, but it's a great spot.
We like to keep it all in the family here in LA.
Yes.
The Bravo family. They get around. We get around. And we hear all about it, but we saw it on the TV tonight. We saw it play out. And what it's doing, it's creating tension between the other ladies. Tamra's being the most vocal about it.
Uh-huh.
I feel like she is just slightly jealous, and she said it. You know what I mean? Like, her and Shannon are out shopping for equipment for a gym because Shannon is the workout queen.
Right.
In her mind.
I'm like, this is a total waste of money. Like Tamra said, what is going on? They just needed a place to talk.
Right.
They should have just went and got coffee.
And it complimented her QVC vibe.
It totally did.
She needs to promote the healthy eating, healthy vibe with her healthy package meals.
The guy's like, "What do you like to do?" She goes, "Well, I don't like to do anything." I'm like, I hear you.
Well, she had no idea how to use any of those machines that she was looking at. Asking for a... you know, a pamphlet on how to use those things. Like, don't buy that machine then. Like, that's not the time to buy that machine when you don't know how to use it.
It was just a place to film, I'm telling you. They weren't even interested.
I love how Tamara offered her, like, you know, she has all the equipment at her gym, so why not just...
I would have said that to her. I'm like, she's a personal trainer.
Film at Cut Fitness. Let's go somewhere else to...
And Shannon's like, this is the owner of Cut Fitness. I'm sure he was thinking, well, why are you guys even here?
Right.
Totally crazy.
How about David taking the Peloton? He's like, the only thing I want is this bike, and I'm taking it with me.
He is so low. How low can you be? You're taking gifts that you gave?
Oh, I'm sure he took more than that.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Obviously, we're going to see in a little preview for next episode, David is still hot.
Hot and bothered.
Mm-hmm. Not hot that way.
Yeah.
Maybe like 5 years ago when he first got skinny and he was telling her at the reunion, I just want to be happy. Mm-hmm. Don't you want to be happy? We're too old to not be happy. I just want to be happy. And we were all like,
That's when it should have.
Exactly. Stop, that's when it should have. He wanted to just be happy. But
I wish you would have just said it to her then. It would have saved her 5 years of having to, you know.
I was totally down with that, David. But not now. He's just not my cup of tea anymore.
Do you think we're going to see him on camera at all this season?
I don't think so.
You thought that you would see him.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think that was like a prediction of mine.
That was your prediction. Yeah, one of your predictions.
He would probably pop up again in some way. But I feel like next week he won't make an appearance, but we're probably going to hear
his back.
From him.
I feel like out of resentment, just clear resentment, he wouldn't film.
Wouldn't, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
No. That's kind of where I'm at, too.
I feel like he would want that airtime.
Well, it could either go either way because some people just are, they're not going to help themselves. Yeah. They're going to want to be on camera.
Right.
And who knows with this girlfriend, who knows what kind of person she is. She's going to, I know she's a Shannon Bedore lookalike, definitely.
That's crazy. Yeah,
she looks just like Shannon.
I have not seen a picture.
But like in like a weird Dixie Chicks kind of way.
Like 20, 30 years.
No. Like
younger?
Late 30s.
But has a Shannon vibe.
She has a total Shannon vibe.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's weird.
That's usually what happens when people are like in relationships that should have lasted but didn't. You just try to find a replica.
I don't know about these Orange County girls, like Gina says. Like, this just would have never gotten down in Long Island. Jeff Lewis, put in a little Jeff Lewis. I totally was listening to Jeff Lewis today on SiriusXM, and Shannon was on there.
Oh, nice.
They were talking about Vicky.
About
they were talking about Vicky. And
I heard about that,
we talked about this. Andy does not want him to mention Vicky's name. They were totally talking about Vicky. They had callers call in.
Wanting to talk about Vicky.
And one caller was like, Vicky's a liar. Oh my gosh. Jeff's like, Shannon, don't you think she's a liar? And he's just really...
He loves to start it. Yeah, trying to get
Jeff,
in there.
Jeff, look, I really like you, and I just don't want you to lose your radio show. So that's the only thing I'm looking out for you, boo. But I love the shade, you know, so just keep that going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
One thing from that whole scene, though, that I didn't agree on was, like, Tamara telling Shannon how she shouldn't post her outings on social media.
Yeah, what is that about?
Well, Shannon was like, do you not see your boot? Like, you literally got that because you broke your foot.
I kind of see what Tamara's saying, though, because they are going through a custody thing.
I think the timing of it is suspect, too. I think it's suspect, too, because I think she's still a little bit jealous of their relationship. So you say things like that. Like, you shouldn't do that. You wouldn't say that if you vibed with all the people.
Maybe if she was there, she wouldn't have said
that. All the time.
If she was out with them, it wouldn't even be a conversation.
Yeah.
Shannon doesn't do that all the time. She was saying it. Do you see me doing this all the time? Like, no, it's once in a while, so it's okay.
I was surprised, though, that she came right out and said, I think I might be jealous, because old Tamara would have never, like, admitted that. She would have just been like, that was a stupid decision on her part, like, she made a fool of herself or whatever, and she was straight up like,
I don't care.
Yeah, she just doesn't call me, and I'm a little jealous.
Yeah, I love, though, that...
The honesty.
True colors.
At least they had the conversation, and I love that, you know, Shannon was telling Tamara, I'm sorry, but we're vibing. I like Kelly now.
Yeah, but then, too, the fact that Shannon couldn't call Tamara when Eddie had a surgery, that was messed up.
That's the balance problem that Shannon has, because, like, how she's being described and what we see, she's very, like, about herself and not about other people.
Right.
I didn't get that vibe from Shannon in the beginning, but now I'm starting to see it a lot more.
Well, when Bravo does a montage on it, that's when you know.
Yeah,
that's true. That's right.
They only do the montage when they want to prove a point.
Mm-hmm. They have those receipts ready.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I got the receipts.
Show the receipts. Show the receipt. Mm-hmm. Where the receipt at? Yeah. Well, let's talk about Eddie. Eddie and his heart. I just wanted to cry when that GoPro shot was just staring right straight at his.
I know.
I just wanted to kiss his dry lips.
I do feel bad.
He was on the way to the hospital. Poor thing. On the brink of tears, like you, and Tamara just keeps talking about it, and he's like, "Yeah, can you just stop talking about it?"
Yeah, I know. I feel really bad for him because it's got to be so scary. Anything with the heart, you know, even if it's like a 2-second procedure, like he said, you're getting prepped so long, and then you're just even when you're in the vicinity of the hospital, the energy is just different. You're just kind of like, ugh.
I hate hospitals. I hate the whole vibe. It's just bad. And if you've been through any kind of loss and anything, I think we all can, you know, just feel that. So it's scary.
We felt it watching it, too.
I do feel bad for Tamara, though, and I know exactly how she's feeling when you feel like you just can't help and you want to comfort them as much as you can. And usually your kind words and whatever would help, but in this situation, they're just not, because it's you're just still bringing up negative stuff.
Yeah. And he's just frustrated. He's at a he's at a dead end, kind of, you know. He's at the point where he's like, do I have to take this big risk with this doctor, or should I go ask somebody else?
Right. And by the way, I think you're totally smart to get a second opinion on everything that
absolutely
has to do with it. Yeah. So I don't, do you know what they ended up doing?
No.
I mean, we'll see.
We're gonna obviously find out, but we're just sending out some good vibes to Eddie, because we like Eddie. I think
it just
he's a good
derails
guy.
Too, like his business. It just affects, you know, it's not just one thing. It's not like your leg or anything. It's like your heart. So your business is the gym and health and fitness. So,
and I don't know if this is a preview or if this is something that's already happened on the show, but doesn't Tamara say, like, oh my God, we're never going to have sex again?
Oh, yeah, she says it.
And he's like, oh, don't worry, we're going to have sex.
We're going to have sex.
He's
they're
like,
having sex.
He's like, I don't care if I have heart medication problems or not.
He's like, we're going to do it.
He's like, I can just sit here. Yeah. We can still make this work. I'm just
exactly.
Here.
There's plenty of ways.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about Gina and her friend Tatiana. First of all, I can't move on past Tatiana. Tatiana is... Have you guys ever met someone named Tatiana other than someone on TV?
I have. I went to high school with a girl named Tatiana.
Was she mean?
No.
Oh, really?
She wasn't.
Tatiana are like, to me, they're strong personalities.
Yeah.
So I can kind of sense a Tatiana strong personality, and she was ready for the camera. I mean,
she was ready.
Seen her more,
I
seen felt her more
her
than
ready.
Once, though. Mm-hmm. I think like they really brought her to life on this episode, but we've
they
seen
might
Gina
crying.
I was going to say, yeah.
They might want to sneak her in. I'm thinking this is what
next
they're
season.
Thinking. I'm not saying I'm down for it. I need to see a little bit more before I can jump on the Tatiana train.
Now I get with the whole casting process, because they picked Gina because Gina knew Tamara. They didn't dive too much into it. I'm sure we'll learn more.
They gotta keep everything. They gotta keep everything condensed.
And I think they start to, like, if Gina gets good reviews and they do keep her to kind of stir, you know, stuff up.
She's doing good right
then
now.
Then she already has a friend for next season that's around to help her do that. So,
and I think with Peggy last casting, they just picked somebody who was completely
random out of the
box. We're not doing that again.
We saw what happened with that.
Yeah.
Peggy's supposed to come in after Buzz. We've been talking on Instagram.
Yay!
We've been DMing. And
I would love to hear
in.
About her experience, though.
She's going to come in and talk about it.
I feel like
so,
she'll spill
Peggy,
secrets.
We're waiting. Come in and let us know. But yeah, let's talk about this totally pointless filler scene of them in the antique store. By the way, we are
it
listening
wasn't pointless.
To
pointless. She was getting a gift for her housekeeper.
Yeah,
I was shaking my head right now. Like, why
she
would you say
it.
That was pointless?
I'm like,
can we get someone a nice gift? Like, that poor lady deserves it.
Man, she does deserve it. She must go through a lot with
those kids. Yeah.
Totally. But, I mean, come on.
Well, they had to do something.
Yeah, I'd rather see them, like, engaging over cocktails where, like, you know, Tatiana's personality can come out or something.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it. Because,
but I'm
like,
what's
said,
the housekeeper's name?
Lupe.
Lupe.
You know what?
Miss
Good for
Lupe.
You, Lupe. I
Lupe.
Hope that freaking antique chest is, like, the business.
Well, do you think that was for her or for...
It's Regina's house.
Yeah, exactly.
And Lupe is gonna
clean it.
Benefit. She's gonna benefit from it. She's gonna put her stuff in there.
She's gonna get more shit for this poor lady to fix up.
You guys, we are appreciating you guys in the live chat. We are listening to you guys.
She's a nanny.
I'm sorry, I didn't know she was a nanny. I thought she was the housekeeper.
She's a nanny.
Well, she's a little bit. She's a jack of all trades. She's everything.
They get paid a lot of money.
I didn't mean that in any type of way. I literally thought she was the
housekeeper. You know, when they're living, they do get paid a lot. And you guys, we are listening to you guys in the live chat. Charlie in charge, you are right. Jeff did read his tweets on the air, which was cray cray. Uh-huh. And that's what Andy's pissed off about. You know what I mean? He's just taking it to a different level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what it is. But let's get to what we've been talking waiting for this entire episode, the poker night.
Yes!
Poker night! Shannon's wearing a green suit that she got on Amazon.com, probably.
Definitely from Amazon. Definitely
from Amazon.
That looks like a really... That looks like a Halloween costume. It could be.
It reminded me of the mask. You know, the suit that he wears that he went on? Yeah.
I love Shannon for this shit because it's like, yes, why not? Like, poker night, she's like, I know this the whole night's going to go to crap, so I'm going to wear a full-on green suit that's got cards all over it.
Mm-hmm. It's like her thing.
And have fun.
She has to have the theatrics and everything.
I love it.
I think it's fun. Mm-hmm. And like Gina said, I don't think these girls can, like, you know, dress up and have fun and make fun of themselves. She can't talk about Shannon that way because Shannon does that everywhere.
Exactly.
They go.
That's true. Exactly. Though she did have a point when she was like, I feel like if I talked about Shannon Dore's vagina, that she would get very mad.
She totally would. Yes. And that was hilarious. Oh, wait, we totally skipped that confessional. That was hilarious. They were like, yeah, we make fun of my friend. She's got
lippy vagina. Oh my God, you guys. First of all, thank God for Gina.
Like, that stuff I love. I welcome those type
she
of
is
comments.
So
it's
funny.
Hilarious.
And you know what? I totally can relate to that. Like,
you can relate to that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. He has a lippy vagina.
Duh. I have friends that are very outspoken in their strong personalities. We're all type A's. Yeah. And you know what? In a way, we're all each other's mirrors. Like, I'm not going to go to my friends. Well, I'll try to. And try to present this type of whatever it's going to be. And they're going to be like, no, 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 no. This is what's going to happen. This is what you're doing. And that's what you've been doing. You know, calling you out. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I can relate to that. And if you can't make fun of yourself...
Yeah, and even the way that she calls it out, and she's like, the girls from OC, the way that they think and everything, it makes a lot of sense.
It totally is true. They're judgmental.
I don't vibe with how she's portraying herself in that aspect. I get she's from, like... the East Coast, and she has that, but I don't know. I think
it's a culture shock,
Thomas.
No, but
it's owning not just it. The East Coast, though. It's New York City. It's New York Long City. Island. Like, it's a totally different world than the East Coast.
I think because I'm a West Coast boy, like, born and raised. Mm-hmm. I think, like, I'm adapting to how she's seeing, because she's kind of generalizing, so I'm just adapting to her generalization.
Yeah, let her generalize.
She generalizes herself, too, though.
The generalization, though, is pretty accurate. I mean, it's Orange County.
It is.
I mean, right.
I'm getting used to her recipe.
And when
she's
we say
just
Orange
calling
County,
it out there.
We're talking about, like, Newport. We're talking
about everything.
We're not talking about, like, Anaheim, Disneyland kind of OC.
That's not what we're talking about.
They do film in Huntington Beach a lot, though.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
They were just there again this episode, which is not... And it's totally rich, but not nearly as rich as the Newport's Laguna Beach area, Dana Point area.
I think Kelly lives there, that's why.
In Huntington?
Yeah.
Well, we just need to go to the Quiet Woman. That's what we need to do.
They need to bring that back.
Charlie in Charge.
I welcome that montage every single episode.
Charlie in Charge.
This isn't my place.
That was really funny. Someone just threw a read at Peggy on the live chat.
What'd they say?
Charlie in Charge said, Peggy, quote, what's AfterBuzz?
Oh my God.
Oh man. Don't get us in trouble. We still have guests coming in.
I know. We want her to really come in.
We really want Gina to come in. So we've been talking. So hopefully she'll come in as well.
That would be awesome.
Let's get into this poker night. And let's start off with Gina. She's drinking and she's having a good time and she's wooing. And at first, it's totally fine. Like, we're totally all about it. You know, she's getting drunk. They're doing fireball shots because they said cinnamon whiskey. So, you know, they're doing fireball.
Yeah. They look like fireball.
And I feel like Tamara's a little bit jealous of Gina's vibe, you know? Tamara's used to being like...
Well, Tamara was Gina. I mean, a little bit less high pitched, but like very much the party girl of the Housewives of OC.
Yeah. So was Vicky. I feel like both of them felt like their thrones were like overshadowed. Plus, she's in her
30s. They felt old. That's what I was gonna say. They felt old.
Yeah, they couldn't
This was different. This was different from when Megan came on, because we've had a 30-year-old come in before and shake things
up. But Megan was very much 30 exactly. And a 55-year-old's body.
Exactly. Yeah. Megan was boring. That's what it was.
Yeah, she wouldn't call it out the way that this girl is calling everybody out.
Yeah,
like she's feeling a little intimidated.
I don't want to give it all away, because Megan did, you know, tell Vicky to shut up, and she did call her an old woman.
So did she. She told Vicky last week, you know, when she called her out on the table, and Vicky, all she did was like turn to the side. Like, Vicky doesn't have a voice this season.
You know what it is too? I think that they could be, and I could be wrong on this, but I feel like they might be intimidated because she is from New York, and because she's
feisty.
They're not going to claw at her because she's like, oh, she's not from OC, whatever. We're not going to deal with it. But I feel like other housewives that have been in their 30s that have been OC, they're like, okay, no, this is where we live. Kind of, I don't know, maybe that's what's holding them back.
Well, you have to tread lightly when someone is coming at you like that, especially when you don't know them. You don't want to just jump in the cage because it might be unexpected. It might be a strategy, and they can just rip you down. And
that's what I want to see.
If you jump into the cage with Bethany, first round of Housewives, you're going to get eaten alive. Bye. So I feel like these OGs are just like, hold on, I'm sensing a strong type A. I need to just check this out before I jump
in.
And I think the loser thing happened so fast that I don't think Vicky even kind of got it. You know what
I
mean?
She didn't comprehend before.
It happened so fast. But you know what I'm liking? I'm liking that the girls aren't playing dumb. I'm liking that the girls are recognizing that Vicky's wrong and they're calling them out, even though it's...
Shannon called her out.
Shannon called her out.
She was holding back for a while.
Was holding back for a while. And so was Tamara. Even Tamara was like, yeah, but I would never do that.
Yeah. Like, on the corner. Stay in the corner.
Exactly. They were all throwing out their opinions tonight, which I really, really liked. And Kelly was clearly not over it. The tears were flowing. And the MVP goes to Gina's mom, Perry.
Oh, my God. Aww, please, Perry. Let's talk about Perry.
Perry was so cute.
Perry is so cute. She's in her 70s. She's very high-spirited. And she keeps it real. And she recognizes that there's a girl code.
Yeah, we'll talk about throwing some shade at Vicky. She kept saying, if she doesn't call, I'll call.
Oh, give me his number.
While staring at Vicky.
Give me his number. I'll call him
now. I'll protect you.
She's hilarious. Even her outfit. Full leather in her 70s. I was like,
even Gina's like, oh, mom, do you want to sit next to Kelly? And Kelly's like, yeah, sit next to me.
She's just so nurturing, her personality. She really is. Yeah, her aura was very...
And she needed it.
She did. She needs
a mom. She's getting more attached to Kelly as opposed to anybody else.
Well, she senses, like, this girl needs... She's a baby right now, and she needs to be mama'd, and I'm here to mama her.
Yeah.
This woman, though, is bringing a lot more than Emily, which we have not even said the word Emily.
Thank you. She's the most boring woman on the show right now.
There's something about her hair. It's just, like, perfectly hairsprayed. Everywhere she moves, it just stays perfect. The curl.
I feel like it's almost there, but she's holding back, definitely.
She is holding back.
Because of her husband. Well, she can't even say exactly what she feels to her husband.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like she's so type A and her husband is not. But for some reason, he still got it like that. Because she was not going to overpower him. And he was like, no, she was cackling. She was annoying. She was drunken.
She came in, though.
We're going to talk about that later. We still need to talk about Kelly not letting it go and the little circle outside, the little rendezvous where they were like, you know what? We're going to play therapist. Go get her.
Shannon, go get her.
Exactly. Why can't Vicky apologize? She's in the right way.
Because Vicky was wrong from the beginning. So you can't... Somebody with Vicky's personality is not going to admit that she's wrong later on. If you don't admit it within like the first... episode or two, she's never going to admit it. So don't even wait for it. She's going to keep saying sorry in the way that she says sorry, which Shannon said that.
I think it goes a lot deeper, as we saw. But then I remember in the first episode, or the second episode, she was saying how she had gone on double dates with Michael.
Yeah.
And then today she said, I would never go on a double date with them. Like, I've never done that in the past.
And she invited them to Thanksgiving.
And she that was the bomb.
Right.
They just dropped a bomb on us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. It all starts coming out. And I'm sorry, Vicky, you're just digging yourself a bigger grave. And you're just being a bad friend.
I don't think Vicky can apologize because I don't think she truly cares.
And it's a perfect excuse with Steve because she's like, oh, Steve.
But I don't think she cares to the extent that she's like, she's my best friend. Of course I wouldn't want to hurt her. She wants to do whatever is best for her and her boyfriend. And if her boyfriend loves Michael, she does not care about Kelly whatsoever.
Well, she cares, but she doesn't care enough to be like, you know what? We can't have him over here. That's going to affect me and Kelly's relationship.
Exactly. Yeah.
You guys, like, honestly, not Thanksgiving.
Sometimes.
That's sad. No, it's like you don't have a voice of your own.
It's not a voice of your own, but I've seen time and time again people that are in relationships, they always side with their relationships and their friends are supposed to suck it up. It's a very...
Here's what it is. It's a unique situation.
I think there's times where you do back up your spouse, boyfriend, whatever, but this isn't one of them. It doesn't affect your relationship that way.
I'm done with Vicky. Especially, like, even listening to Jeff Lewis' show tonight, like, some lady called in and was telling Shannon, look, Shannon... I love you, and I am all about the honesty with the food and everything. Like, I like you good, bad, annoying. I am all about you.
Wow.
I think about you during the day. I think about you, and I'm saying, and Jeff is like, I just want you to know that she's crying right now. Like, Shannon is tearing up, and she goes, this is what I want to tell you. There's people that are rooting for you. Now that the QVC thing is happening, be the career Shannon, because we need an independent woman, because all the other women out here that work, they're so codependent on men.
Right.
And obviously they were throwing shade at Vicky, and, and the caller was just going in and Jeff was pulling it out.
Damn, can we play that right now? Oh, like, I want to hear more.
We're going to get the sample for you guys, because it's honestly, it's so true. Vicky is someone that is independent when it comes to her career, but when it comes to, like, men in her life, she is very old-fashioned.
I wonder if that's why, too, because she's been so dominant in her career. All she wants is to just be taken care of and wants to just have that type
of relationship.
But at the expense
of all of your relationships, like, why would you do that to Kelly? I really feel like out of all the fights she's had with the other girls, this is the one that I'm really feeling the most. When Kelly was crying at that table, I really felt bad for her.
Because Kelly really did just stick up for her no matter what.
Kelly really did not
do anything wrong. And then Vicky does the, really, Kelly? Really? You haven't done anything wrong to me?
No, actually no.
She hasn't.
Bravo would have played the montage.
Yeah, exactly. But they didn't.
Hashtag montage.
They didn't. Maybe they're saving it for the reunion.
Well, we've plugged Jeff's show. We've plugged Bravo. It's time to plug AfterBuzz TV. Hey, yes. AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We really do. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And I'm feeling this music. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, which I am, don't be, because they're optional. So hit subscribe now for this channel that you're watching and listening to. And check out our other AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well. Let us know in the comments that you did so that we can shout you out on one of our shows. For now, thanks for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of talk.
Yes, yay. You guys, we have so many shows. Shaws of Sunset is one of my favorite ones.
I'm on that. Yes, Thursday nights at 8 o'clock.
Exactly. We do New York.
Really, really good this season.
Guys, We can't skip over the fact that they were just playing Icebox as the background music. That's what that song was, correct?
Yes. It was Icebox.
Uh-huh.
I don't even
know what Mario is.
You guys are freaking hilarious.
Omarion. That's who it is. Oh, God. I'll take it back. I don't know my name, Mario.
Someone just wrote, Vicky is choosing Steve and Michael over Kelly. She often throws her under the bus. Remember Ireland?
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. It's just, right. I don't know. Like, I feel like Vicky has done a lot of bad things and gotten away with it in her own Vicky kind of way, even though we have to drag it out for a couple seasons.
Yeah.
But I really feel this is the one where it's like, why would you do that? I really feel like we can't have another season of you being dead wrong again.
Yeah.
Right.
It's become this, like, ugly pattern.
It really has.
I think I've had enough with this storyline now, and I'm ready to just see the next fight between somebody else. Like, I'm over it.
But you know what, though? It's not. They're going to take it all the way to the reunion. They're fighting on Twitter right now.
No, are
they?
Not really?
Yes, they're still fighting. You guys, we have a little... We have news and gossip to talk about.
Yeah.
Let's get into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
You guys, it's just all coming. We have so much.
About Shane. Shane.
We are going to talk about Shane. Okay, we're going to end it with Shane.
Okay.
But for now, let me just talk about this, because this is not in our little segment. We don't have a graphic for this. This is just clearly what I've been seeing on Instagram. Kelly is vacationing right now.
Oh, and
so people are messaging her, oh yeah, where's your kid? And she's like, oh, she's at a summer camp. I'm glad you guys are all so involved with my business. But she's like, what's really happening right now is Vicky's BFF, who Kelly put it on her Instagram. Make sure to go to Kelly's Instagram. You're going to see the full story. She's shouting this guy out for stalking her and DMing her, basically saying that Vicky put him up to it. And she's saying Vicky has had this guy DM me all sorts of crazy stuff. He's stalking me. He's saying all these crazy things about me. So then he starts playing the DMs of their conversation.
Ooh.
And she's saying, I'm going to sue you for talking about me, you big fat loser. And he's like, you are such a drunk. You don't even remember me. I filmed with you last season at Vicky's Insurance, but you don't remember me because you're such a drunk. So there's all this back and forth fighting.
Wow.
So clearly, Kelly and Vicky are not getting along right now.
No.
And there's all this stuff happening.
This always happens, though.
I don't like this.
Here's the thing about Vicky is that when she fights, and she just fights dirty, and she just does not let it go.
I am not a fan of that. I can't believe this.
Girls, get into your news and gossip while we're still going.
Well, I pulled up this screenshot. This is from CNN, and this was actually out today. The headline reads, Bethany Frankel breaks silence on Dennis Shields' death. Now, if you guys are familiar with the story, Dennis is Bethany's on-and-off-again boyfriend. He was featured on this season of The Real Housewives of New York. Condolences to his family for dealing with such a tragedy. Bethany writes, rest in peace, my sweet babies, who gave me endless, unconditional love. Hashtag now and forever. Oh. That was just heartbreaking.
And I totally... I'm all about this. I feel really bad for all of this. And then people have the nerve to take this Instagram caption and turn it around. TMZ posted some stupid article stating, oh, Bethany Frankel compares her boyfriend's dog. Death to her dog.
Are you kidding me?
I'm like, you guys.
Wow, that's so heartless.
They're just so low.
People
like,
are
so trashy.
Yeah.
It's tragic.
First of all, those two people or those two living or things that we're living that you see in that photo are meant so much to her.
Well,
to even
not
talk
even
that,
like it's
that.
Like, even to do that is just so rude to his family and to anyone that's ever dealt with addiction.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's like, let's take Bethany out of the picture. He had a serious issue, mm-hmm. mental issue, that nobody's discussing. And, like, you know, a lot of the reason why Bethany acted the way she did in the season was probably because she knew he was struggling and wanting to help, and it's awful.
It just shows you never know what's happening between closed doors.
We don't know. Yeah, I felt for Bethany, too, because I
can
only imagine everything that she must have been going through. Because she loved him.
Stay strong, B. We know that, you know, we've talked about this before. We go through the cycles with these women. Sometimes they have amazing seasons and they're just having a great time. And sometimes we have to see the reality. And sometimes stuff like this happens.
It's life.
Yeah. You know
this
what I mean?
A bad season for her.
But at the end of the day, they're all human beings. We have to have compassion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is entertainment. And what they're showcasing for us on TV is entertainment. There's a line. And there is, on the other side, families and daughters and sons.
Yeah.
So we just have to be a little bit respectful. What else do we have for news and gossip?
That's it. We're going to go into tweets just for the sake of time. So if you want to pull up some tweets.
So this is
a
parody account. Unfortunately, not the real Dawn. I really, really wish it was, guys.
Dawn Gumbelson.
But I thought it was hilarious that he tweeted last week, if Kelly wants to get even, she could always double date with me.
Okay.
Wouldn't that have been great if it was actually him?
Oh, if that was really Dawn, that would have been so good. I'm sure Kelly would have responded and would have been like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go out just to show her. That was my Kelly.
You sounded great. No, I would have been picturing Kelly right there. You sounded really great.
That was my Kelly impression.
Jennifer Rodriguez tweets, The Real Housewives of Orange County, I'm going to need Emily's husband to pass his bar exam before bashing other housewives for having a fun night with the girls. Mm. Jerk!
I know.
Let's talk
about this. We're calling the segment Shitless Shane.
Yes.
Because he's obviously ruffling up a little feathers. We're going to get to the last tweet in just one second. Let's talk about Shane really quickly. What do we feel about this? Talking about Gina, saying that she was too drunk, she overstayed her welcome, and he had to yell for her to get out.
These husbands need to watch Real Housewives and know if they don't want to get in any of the crazy storms that the husbands have, don't be involved. Don't film. And if you're going to have a problem, it was just one night, too. You know, for, and he knew that the camera crew was there. Like,
yeah, like, what did you expect when your wife signed up for the Real Housewives of Orange County? You cannot tell me you're that naive that there was going to be some drunk women in your house at some
point. Why would you have poker night on a school night or something?
Yeah. Well, right, or why have anything there at her house if she knows how her husband's going to get at?
Yeah, or go across the street.
I just could not stand
sister-in-law's place.
I could not stand that he couldn't have just texted Emily to say, listen, I'm trying to sleep. I'm getting really annoyed. Like, if you want to say that to her, fine. Please get her out of the house. But don't yell at her. You don't even know
that
her.
Was very rude. That there are so many other
I'm
going to
play devil's advocate.
No. Let's move on because
I'm going to say,
you know what, though?
When you pay the bills and it's your house, you know what?
He doesn't have a job.
How do we know
he pays the bills?
He's well like, off, though.
We don't know.
Oh, you guys, there's Real Housewives right here.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I'm just going to say it. Like, I know when you're sober and you're upstairs and you've been listening to these women cackle for the last 6 hours and your kids are upstairs and, you know, one of them is not going to sleep because they can still hear everything, you're going to get frustrated eventually. When everybody has left and there's still one last person downstairs, you're like, sometimes you need a little kick on the way out and be
not
like, okay.
Yelling,
like
not that. Yelling. Emily, care. If Emily could not kick her out, he could have easily come downstairs and been like, hey, let me call you an Uber. Let me help you go out.
Yeah, like,
if
my boyfriend ever yelled at another woman, I would be
and
so upset.
And why wasn't this all on camera?
It is, but they didn't show it.
I think the night was wrapping up and everybody was gone, including the crew.
It was 10 o'clock at night.
Well, here's the thing, though.
No, they left at 10. The cast left at 10.
If not Gina. I mean, what's her name? Gina
was saying bye to somebody else like at 10, 11 when they showed. That
when
means
she was
like,
going, I'm not leaving this place ever.
At least she warned everyone. Let's get to our last tweet.
A lot of fireball, girl.
Our last tweet says, go ahead, girls.
I want to be Perry when I grow up from Taylor Winton.
Yeah Taylor, we totally
Perry
agree.
Perry needs to be a housewife.
She's winning the MVP. MVP goes to Perry tonight. Let's get into our predictions and talk about what we want to see next episode with Shane, Gina, and Emily. Predictions.
We got to do them quick here, peeps.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Emily and Gina, not getting along. They're going to fight the rest of the season.
Emily's going to have a sit down with Gina, talk to her about the situation, and I think Gina's going to basically be begging. She's not going to feel like she's in the wrong because she doesn't remember what happened.
I feel like Gina's going to be solo and all the girls are going to be against her. She's going to be just rewriting solo and teaming up with...
I think Gina might end up being the Kelly of the season, you know what I mean? Where she has to be strong and just ride the tide until next season and everyone becomes friends with her. But what I will say, I really am, this is maybe like wishful predicting, I really, really hope that the girls really get through to Vicky and they let her know, like, what you've done is wrong.
Oh God, I don't want to talk about it next episode. If they bring it up, I can't. We're done with talking about the Kelly thing.
I'm over it too.
I can't.
I don't know, I feel like we're not over
exactly.
Over talking
this
about
this is that. OC tradition. OC tradition, we just drag.
This is gonna be, okay, wait.
Drag it to the reunion.
They've done it at a restaurant. They've done it like drinking. They're going to talk it at the beach.
Done it at someone's house.
This is not my plate, Thomas. You guys, that is it for our after show. Obviously, we could go all night. So make sure to like follow us on Instagram. Let us know how we're doing. Send us a tweet and tag AfterBuzz so we can put it on the show. We're just tweeting people we don't even know and shouting them out. So we would love to shout you guys out. So we really appreciate you guys downloading us on iTunes and listening to us in the live chat and everything. I'm your host, Hollywood Leanne. You can find me on all the things, Hollywood Leanne. And on Wednesday, make sure to check out Born This Way. Kevin Undergaro and I are mentoring Megan Baumgars. It's going to be amazing.
Hey, guys. You can find my name is Maitha Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maitha and also Shaws of Sunset Thursday nights.
Yes. Hey, guys. I'm Thomas Relina. Follow me everywhere on social media at Thomas Relina and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Your Time with Thomas.
Yay. You guys can find me at Haley Clover pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, bye, AfterBuzzers!
Bye.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.